games on the schedule?
No!
That doesn't stop us from talking football. This is the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show, presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development. Here are your hosts, past WFCA President Tom Swiddle and WSSP High School Insider Big Time Mike McGiver.
Welcome back to the Pick and Save WFCA show. I don't need to tell you who we're presented by because I'm going to introduce you to him. He's the owner of Raising the Stakes Fundraising Leadership Development. He's a friend of mine and a friend of a lot of the people that listen to the show because he gives back to the community like nobody's business. It's like his middle name. And, man, when people ask me about him, his mission statement probably should be that I believe in giving back because that's what he does in a big way. Tony Rush, it's good to see you. How you been?
Fantastic. Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, not bad for a Krivitz boy.
Krivitz boy. There you go.
There you go. You got a little shout-out, man. What do you got?
I told my little man, Tyson, my 6-year-old, who will be 7 on the 17th of this month, he's got tryouts for U8 baseball this morning. So I wanted to wish him well and tell him to work hard and get after it this morning. So go get him, Tyson.
What time does that get going?
Well, he's got that from 2 to 4 today. He was up at 6:30 this morning saying, "Dad, make me breakfast. I need to be nourished and ready to rock and roll."
Man, so you didn't give him any of the donuts you brought in here, right? You got him a good breakfast. And
he is unlike his brother, who's a donut eater like myself. This kid's all about healthy. He's skinny as a beanpole, but lean.
Well, Tyson, good luck today. You know what? Just go hard, right?
Go hard.
That's the key, go hard. Hey, let's we haven't had you in the studio here in a couple of months, and first and foremost, thank you for everything you do for this show and sponsoring us and understanding that what we do here, you know, a lot of high school and grade school football coaches and parents and other sports as well listen to this show, and I think it's important that they understand what Raising the Stakes fundraising and leadership development is all about. So if you can, give us a definition of what you guys do.
Well, we I think, take a great care of everyone that we work with, whether it's youth athletics, high school athletics, nonprofit organizations. We pride ourselves on the best service in the industry, the highest profits in the industry, and developing character in all the kids that we come across. It's not just drop off order forms and wish them well. We take a very detailed and in-depth approach at helping them make as much money and then becoming better people as we can.
Tony, can I ask you, and I don't think I've ever asked you this as long as I've known you, where did that come from in your life? Where did that, you grew up in Krivitz, and I've spent a lot of time in Krivitz, love that community, but I'm wondering where that giving back and not just trying to make a dollar came from you.
Well, my mom and dad definitely set the stage for that. I grew up on a resort in Krivitz, and I started my work career really at 7 years old, and it was all about taking care of people, whether we had cabins that we rented out by the summer, we had trailers that were rented year-round in the facility, and my mom and dad are just like, we have to take care of these people. We want them to come back. We want them to enjoy themselves. So it started there. And then when I met my beautiful wife, Stephanie.
You have kicked your coverage by a mile, by the way, just so you know.
There's no question about that.
And I'm
whatsoever.
Sure you've heard that before, but.
I rightfully so. I have definitely heard that a million times, and it's rightfully so. But, you know, she has brought out all the good things that she possibly could and help me develop as a man, and I just want to do right by her and my kids and everybody that we work with. So I give credit to my parents and my beautiful wife.
Hey, Tom, you know, you introduced me to Tony, and I remember that day in your office. And when we got a chance to talk, it was either right before that or right after it. What you said to me always stuck with him. You said, he's as good in this as anybody I've worked with, and he really cares about me and my program. And that stuck with me because you don't hear that. You know, a lot of people sell frozen pizzas.
Right.
Let's
right.
go make a buck on a frozen pizza. And they drop off the sheets. You sign up. I'll take a cheese sausage. They deliver them. Then you don't hear from them again.
Right.
And then the next year they drop them off again. And when you said that about him, he really cares about me and my program, that stuck with me.
Well, and it's a genuine. You feel it when working with Tony and Raising the Stakes.
There's no question. They want to know, in terms of just fundraising, what are your goals? What is it you want to do? Well, this is how we can help you do that. And he's behind everything he says 100%. And yeah. Again, you can. It's not just words that you're hearing, but you feel it.
What the money that was raised in your program went to equipment,
yes,
to gear, stuff like that. So if you're a coach out there and you're thinking, man, I need to figure out a way to buy travel gear or buy shoes or whatever, shoulder pads for our kids, because as we know, the dollars that are going into programs has dwindled a little bit. In every school district, I would imagine.
I would say more than just a little bit.
Yeah. So that's where a guy like Tony Rush steps in and says, okay, what do you need to raise? Give me what you're hopeful and what your goal is, and then I'll show you how to do it.
Well, and Tony's an idea guy. I've got a in my office at Wauwatosa East, Tony, I still have that big helmet you gave me with my name on it. It's prominently displayed in my office at Wauwatosa East. And these new products that Tony has, one of the most popular things, Tony, out there in Brookfield, at least in the Brookfield East community, is your wrapping paper, the Brookfield East, the Beast wrapping paper. I can't tell you how many graduations I went to over the last 3 years where that was the table cover for things, was that Beast wrapping paper.
Yeah, the wrapping paper was a fun idea. My roommate from college actually owns a printing company. He prints big roll stuff. He's got million-dollar presses. And I was at Target with my wife a few years ago, of course, clearance time at Target after Christmas. And now how many times do we look at wrapping paper and go, okay, whatever, I'm sure my wife's got that handled. And it just dawned on me that day, I got to get a hold of Tom and ask him if we can create a situation where we're printing wrapping paper for schools and making it their own, making it a private label product. And I appreciate the compliment. It was, you know, my wife calls me the biggest font of useless information on the planet with the amount of things that I come up with. And she's very good at discerning what a good idea for me is and what isn't. But in fundraising, everybody seems to always want something different, but not so crazy. So we definitely try to fill as many needs as we can there.
We're talking to Tony Rush, the owner of Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development. You know, the guy sitting next to you, Terry Kelly, we've had conversations a lot about the leadership development. Marquette High guy understands that leadership side of it. And the leadership stuff that you do now, different than, you know, I think 3 years ago when I met you, that you were just starting to get into that part of it. Now it's part of the name of your company. You guys do a lot on the leadership side of this as well.
Yeah, my other roommate from college who works for me runs the Fox Valley, Pat Venable. He owns Badger Sports Park, Venable's restaurant, and he's very active in the community. And everywhere that he goes in all of his businesses, he runs servant leadership programs. So everybody is on the same page, and he's in customer service with all the businesses that he has. So people have a great experience. So everybody gets trained up. And a few years ago, we're sitting around trying to, you know, take our company to the next level. And he said, man, we really these coaches and kids and parents could really benefit from what we're learning here. So we've taken that now. We do our leadership meetings for coaches. We've had a ton of football coaches involved because that's kind of our natural zone. But we have expanded it to basketball and baseball, and coaches have attended those meetings as well as athletic directors. Because let's face it, with the world in the direction that it seems to be heading from time to time when you turn on the news, we just all need to treat each other better with more dignity and respect. So we take great pride in our messaging with our fundraising and our leadership to let people know that it's important to be a man of character, a woman of character.
And Tony, the coaches that are out there on your behalf, in essence, great individuals, winners, run great programs, contribute to their community. You want to talk about some of the guys that you've...
Yeah, there's so many guys, so I don't want to forget anybody.
Right.
But, you know, the Dave Keels, the Clay Iversons, the Steve Jones, Jeremy Korth, yourself, Coach Swiddle, Fritz Rauch. I mean, the thing about those guys is they've got programs. You know, it's not just a team, it's a program. So there's a buy-in from the players, the staff, the parents, the community. And they might not win that state championship every year, but doggone it, they're going to play deep into the playoffs. And, you know, anybody can have that one team that doesn't even need to be coached. They're just a special group of kids. But what are you doing every year to have that thing be consistent and keep going with it and develop it? And so that's those are the men that I've looked to this point because they've had that high level of success and they've done a great job of promoting us and then also speaking at our engagements. And we are going to open that up now because of the importance to offer it to the students and the student athletes in school, anyone that wants to learn more about not just leadership. And I know I kind of harp on servant leadership, but it's important to give back and understand because not anybody can lead, even though they're called a leader. There's a difference between pulling the chain and pushing the chain. And we want people that are willing to pull the chain and be out in front of it. And then I think it's very important for parents because sometimes the kids don't take that message home in a way that makes it understandable to the parents. They think it is a bunch of kumbaya, you know, and stuff like that. So we're going to actually start to open this up in the next 6 months to a year where we'll have it not only be a leadership meeting, but we can turn it into a fundraiser, maybe use an auditorium or a gym and charge just a nominal fee, but then split those fees with the organizations that want to do it, but get as many parents involved so that we can make the world a better place from that standpoint as well.
Well, and maybe the parents can learn to be better fans and better parents. You know, I don't know about, look, we've all coached, we've all seen parents that, you know, have gotten out of hand a little bit, and maybe these meetings can have them take a step back and understand the importance of what's going on the field or on the court, and making sure that they don't get carried away with all this. You don't want to live our lives through, you know, our kids. And everybody's shaking their heads, and I won't ask you specifically for any parents, but I know we've all had it, right,
Coach? Absolutely, and right. And you know, the hardest thing as a coach in dealing with situations like that is to, you know, be strong, and, you know, you don't want to change the way you operate because you have some parents that are like that. You have to be true to yourself, you know, and that's hard to do.
Tony, can we hold you over another segment?
Yes,
is that all right?
Sir.
I got
Absolutely.
Some more questions for you. He is Tony Resch. He's the owner of Raising the Stakes Fundraising Leadership Development, and he'll be in studio for another segment. This is the Pick and Save WFCA show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Pick and Save WFCA show presented by Raising the Stakes of Fundraising Leadership Development. I'm Mike McGivern alongside Tom Swiddle. Our special in-studio guest right now, Terry Kelly, one of my partners on Thursday Night Lights, starts a week from this coming Thursday. We'll be at Homestead for the Arrowhead Homestead game. Also in studio, the owner of Raising the Stakes Fundraising Leadership Development. And I just heard a quick promo for our Faith in the Zone show. We're going to replay the Tony Dungy interview that we did a while back in honor of him going in the Hall of Fame this weekend. And if you haven't heard that interview, he gave us a full hour. And he talks so much, and Tony, it fits so well with what we're talking about right here. But his whole message is utilize the platform that the Lord's given you. And Dungy just talks about platforms. And he talks about whether you're working at Speedway or you're the president of a company, you're on that platform. How are you utilizing the platform for good? And when we talk about your company, you know, that's what you guys are trying to figure out, trying to tell kids, tell parents, tell coaches, utilize what you're doing for good.
Yeah, I mean, I've been lucky enough to be put in a position, whether by accident or by effort, to be able to do that, and it's very important to us. And I you know, I just take great honor in working with the kids and coaches and the families and the parents and the communities that we have an opportunity to.
Tony, if we can, because we only have a few minutes, but what was the best the last year, the last selling season for you? What was the best product that people, you know, you're known, because you sell a lot of cookie dough, right?
I am the cookie dough guy.
You're the cookie
when I
dough.
Walk up to every kickoff, they're like, the cookie dough guy's here. You know, and as someone who, when I walk in the door, it's pretty obvious that I like cookie dough. I'm an expert in the subject. I let people know that right off the bat. So cookie dough is still, you know, as a company, we sell probably well over 100,000 boxes of cookie dough a year. Our leadership tickets have really taken off with a lot of our football programs because one side is all the coupons that we get for the community, but the other side is the message, the theme for the year, the mantra. And the kids, I tell them, please don't walk up to someone and say, hey, do you want to buy a card? You talk about, hey, I'm a proud member of Brookfield East in honor of Coach Swiddle. Brookfield East High School football, can you support me and my teammates in our effort to becoming better young men? That's a powerful message.
That's hard. It's hard to say no.
I tell the kids, I'm like, well, you're going to get a couple people that don't get that and say, you know, well, that's kind of crazy talk. But if you believe it when you're at the door, and I ask the kids during my kickoff speech, do you guys believe that? And as a team, they all jump up and say, yes, sir. And so that powerful message carries forward, and that gets people in the community knowing that the coaches have these kids on a leadership journey and becoming men of character.
For other coaches or other, if it's a band leader or somebody who wants to make some money, that needs to make money, and they're thinking about how they're going to do that, and they call you, what is your sales pitch to them? How do you get them to come over to Raising the Stakes?
I don't know that I have I don't like the word sales pitch because what I do is I'm so passionate about just making a difference. So I just let them know the different things that we have very good success with. We've got some new stuff, if I could highlight real quick,
please,
that we're doing with charities. We've always, for the last 3 or 4 years now, had our Support the Troop option where people can support the organization, the football team, the basketball team, and then we ship handheld snacks and socks and baby wipes overseas to the troops. It's been a phenomenal thing. We're officially now on our website. People will be able to support Blessings in a Backpack, which is an organization that feeds elementary age kids. As they leave on Friday, they take food home with them to ensure that they're going to eat and have quality food and nutrition. We're partnered with Best Buddies, so people with special needs, very excited about that partnership. And then we're also, there's a gentleman out in Sussex who has started an organization called Canned Water for Kids. And he cans water in aluminum cans. It stays better. It's a better product. It doesn't get that plastic taste from the bottle. And he when he sells a case of that water, the money goes to help drill wells in underdeveloped countries. And I believe he told me in our last meeting that he's up to 4 or 5 million people in underdeveloped countries that now have fresh water because he's raised enough money to drill wells. It's an unbelievable thing. And so we again try to reach out to people and partners like that that are trying to do the same things and make a difference in the world that we are.
And that's one thing I've noticed, Tony, in working with you and being familiar with Raising the Stakes and leadership development. Not only are you a great ambassador for football, and you really are, you support football in the state of Wisconsin's like really no other. But when you look at all the other things you're involved in, all those things you just mentioned, and you haven't mentioned all of them either because there's other things that you guys do at Raising the Stakes, you're really an ambassador for all kinds of charities and good causes.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about giving back and how can we improve the lives of other people around us. So we're committed to that. We'll always look to get more partnerships with people that believe a lot of the same things that we do. And it's just exciting. And the fact now that we have partners that are so crucial to doing good things in the world, and the fact that we now have and offer the easiest fundraising program on the planet, where it's a simple email campaign. I forward an email to the coach with his input, and then he sends it to his kids, and all they're asked to do is forward it to as many people as they can, and the fundraiser is over because everybody can pay online. So if you're looking to make some great money, help organizations, the charities that I just mentioned, and do it in the easiest fashion possible. It's literally a click of a button and your fundraising is over. I don't know how much easier I can make it. Because as a parent and someone who's been in the industry as long as I have, I know people sometimes get a little worn out with having to deliver cookies or pizzas to people that they sold. So now we've made it a one-stop. So if you run your main fundraiser, whether that's a card or cookie dough, and you want to supplement it, or if you want to do this as your own standalone fundraiser, it doesn't get any easier, and it doesn't get any more powerful or meaningful.
Hey, go to RaisingTheStakesInc.com. That's RaisingTheStakesInc.com. For more information on Tony, you can give them a call at 262- 227-7732. Is that the number?
That is the number. And if really quick, as I know we got to go, I just want to mention real quick, I see Coach has got the Badger Max hat on. Just this past week, we are officially in charge of distribution and sales for all youth athletics, high school athletics, and concession stands in the state of Wisconsin. It's an unbelievable product, in my opinion, much better than Gatorade and Powerade. It's a cleaner taste. It's made in Wisconsin. It's distributed in Wisconsin. And I'm pumped up to be partnered even on a deeper level with Andrew Burns and Badger Max. So if you'd like to get that, we'll throw in coolers for the sideline and the squirt bottles. And the products are priced very competitively. And if you fundraise with us, you even get a better deal. So we'd love to help you out that way, too.
I had a meeting with Andrew this week, and he was so excited to be working directly with you in regards to that. And you know, for any coaches that are out there, we worked with Badger Max last fall at Brookfield East. It was a great relationship. They filled all our needs in terms of any of the sideline things, took care of us. Even with our pregame meals and so on. So there's certainly a lot of products there for you.
Yeah, and they're back as our Team of the Week sponsor for the Wendy's Varsity Blitz show that will start, Tom, next week. There's not much you're not involved with, man. You're busy, young man.
The more action, the better to keep me out of trouble. So
there you go. Again, RaisingTheStakesInc.com or 262-227-7732. And if nothing else, thank Tony and his company for all the stuff that they do. You're talking about Support the Troop or Blessing in a Backpack, Best Buddies, Canned Water for Kids, all programs that these guys get involved in. On the Dot, you're involved with too, right? Are you doing some stuff with them?
Yeah, Brian and On the Dot, I mean, you know, to keep football safe, to take the head out of the game. Brian and his crew, great guys again.
Yeah.
You know, again, we try to partner with guys that get it, and Brian's definitely one of those guys.
Well, that was cool. Last time you were in studio, they were here, and we were talking about with Coach Kazabowski and those guys, and I'm glad that you guys are doing some stuff. They're also going to be involved in the Varsity Blitz show a little bit, and I like what they're doing. I like their thought process and how they're going to roll this out and get this into people's hands and keeping football as safe as possible. That's the reason this show is going on, WFCA, because Tom came to me 3 years ago and said, people think it's never been more dangerous, and I think it's never been safer. And we need to tell the story. So, hey, Tony, thanks a lot. It's good to see you.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate it, man.
Thank you, Tony.
You bet. RaisingTheStakesInc.com for more information. Let's get you a break. Other side of the break, Travis Wilson with Sports.net will join us. This is the Pick and Save, Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show. The last half hour, man. Presented by Raising Stakes Fundraising. Next Saturday, we go to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz. Presented by your local Pick and Save stores. Coach Tom Swiddle will be my co-host. And we'll start, we'll have high school football coach in. And we'll start talking about his program, his conference, his community, his players. And looking forward to that. Joining us now, Travis Wilson from WisSports.net. I know, Terry Kelly, I know you spend a lot of time on this website. There's nothing better for guys like us.
Well, he gives us some real updates. Tom and I had the privilege of working together in the 2008 All-Star game. And, you know, you can get stats, but you need some of those insights. And Travis's WisSports.net is just so good at getting you some of that inside information. Does a magnificent job not only spreading the word, but kind of giving you insights and coverage for high school athletics.
I agree. Hey, Travis, first question. I'm looking for one document that can get me all of these scrimmages, times, locations, and teams. Is there such a document?
There is, actually. Nothing that I was able to put together with all the preseason stuff I had to get to. But one of our posters on our message board actually put together a full list of all the schools and where they're scrimmaging. It's on our message board at wisports.net under the football forum. You can look it up by conference, see each team, where they're at, who they're going against, and a pretty handy little a little less.
Hey, Travis, we talked about it earlier in the show when Tom was coaching and Coach Kelly was coaching, what their mindset was going into these scrimmages. Do you head out and watch a couple of these? And I'm wondering what your mindset is when you go.
Yeah, you know, I've actually in Reedsburg, the Beavers have hosted a pretty nice scrimmage for the last several years, and I've been able to get out to it. Madison La Follette, Wisconsin Rapids with Coach Tony Biolo, and then La Crosse Logan, who's been a pretty consistent program up in that area, all come down to that event, and I've got a chance to go to it for the last 5 or 6 years. Made it to one in Wanakee with Oconomowoc, Wanakee, and Verona a couple years ago as well. So it's, you know, it's a good day to get out and watch kids. For coaches, it's obviously a good day to watch kids go against another team with a little bit more, you know, live game action. When I go to it, I'm, you know, I've got a few kids from each team that I want to check out, see how they look in pads and move, and just get a chance to talk to the coaches as well. So it's a good day. You know, I know there's a lot of coaches that with the early start date and everything would like to see maybe the elimination of the scrimmage and move the season back. But it doesn't really work when you start looking at the number of days that you would need to still get practices in. So
yeah, there would have to be all kinds of there'd have to be all kinds of changes to the current WIAA rules to get rid of a scrimmage and so on. But it really comes into light next year, Travis, the football season starts in July with equipment handout and practice.
Yeah, it does, and that's been obviously a topic of discussion within the WFCA, within the WIAA as well. You know, what do we want to do? Do we want to just leave it as it is and start that July 31st with equipment handout and August 1st for practice, or do we want to do some kind of different arrangement? And whether it's a temporary thing because of that very early start date or more of a permanent solution, you know, a lot of people have a lot of different ideas on what that should be, whether it's going to an 8-game schedule, which wasn't very popular the last time it happened, whether it's adjusting the playoffs of some kind. There's just not a great solution for it, even though people are still trying to dig around and see what they can figure out to make work.
If we could ever have the state playoffs happen after deer hunting, but that's the deal. Right, they've got to
well,
be done.
I don't know so much deer hunting, but the Thanksgiving haven't been a part of all of those conversations with the WIAA. They are not excited about having the football playoffs extend into Thanksgiving, and they view it as sacred. Even though almost every other state around us plays playoff games on Thanksgiving weekend, we do not. And you know, for me, it's almost a math problem. It's like, do you have 400-plus schools start in July, or keep, you know, the first week of August sort of as your starting date and just have 14 teams play over Thanksgiving weekend, you know? But the WIAA will not move that. And again, that's something we've talked about for years. But
and of course, the other part of that, too, is availability of a facility. And I don't know if the University of Wisconsin is too excited about having that weekend available every year reserved for the state championships, because obviously you would probably have to play it on a Friday, Saturday. And, you know, are you going to have the UW guarantee that availability on Saturday as well? And we don't have a dome stadium.
Well, and that's the other thing is, you know, Michigan plays in a dome, Minnesota plays in a dome. And, you know, there's a lot of different things that are a part of that. But, you know, we invited you back, Travis, for it's really part two of our discussion that we didn't get to the last time that you were on. You gave us an idea of top teams in the state, sort of your preseason state rankings for teams. What we'd like to talk about today, or at least start with, is sort of your players to watch. And these are the seniors and rankings that you have for various positions. So let's get into that, Travis.
You got to start with quarterbacks,
right? You got to start with quarterbacks, right. And then we're starting with quarterbacks because that's the sheet that's on top of my list of sheets.
No, you got to start with the pretty boys, right, man, the quarterbacks.
So how do you view, Travis, the quarterback crop in the state of Wisconsin for this year?
You know, there's a couple of pretty good players at the top. And then in terms of depth, I don't know that it's quite what we saw last year, the last couple of years, but at the top, we have Danny Vandenboom, the quarterback from Kimberly. Outstanding player. He's got great size, can make all the throws. His dad Matt Vandenboom was an outstanding safety for the Badgers back in the early 80s. People might recognize that name. And, you know, when a kid goes out and leads the team to a state title, like he did last year, throws 25 touchdowns with no interceptions, no lost fumbles, you know he's doing something right. And at 6'4", 200 pounds, he's got all the measurables and everything you look for. He received 6 or 8 Division I scholarship offers, mostly at the FCS level, but did give a commitment to Wisconsin as a preferred walk-on just a few weeks ago. It is likely that he'll end up with a scholarship very soon, maybe on the a similar plan that Joel Stave had when he went to Wisconsin, where he'll be off scholarship for a semester or maybe a year, and then they'll put him on scholarship pretty quickly, and that's kind of the plan with him. But, again, a very, very good quarterback. And then you have a returning All-State quarterback, Ben Nienhuis, at Oconomowoc, a kid that threw for 3,600 yards and 36 touchdowns, something like that, last year. And a few kids that I think are, you know, at that Division II level, maybe Division I, Jacob Sinani at Oak Creek, Matt Nelson at Union Grove, and Jason Labuda at Menominee. You know, he played behind Nate Stanley last year, who's going to Iowa. Didn't get a chance to show what he could do, but has all the measurables and skills and the arm strength you look for and could be a breakout candidate this year.
You know, the Niners gentlemen, we had a chance to see him last year, one of our opening games on Channel 24. And obviously, it's kind of a combo. He's also got an outstanding receiver, the Zach Clayton, another guy that's also a multi-sport athlete. And, you know, what have you seen kind of around the state in terms of the number of kids who maybe are really good in two or three sports?
You know, it's impressive. I like the kids that are multi-sport athletes. I was a three-sport athlete myself. You talk to coaches, and by and large, coaches are very much in favor of multi-sport athletes. Football coaches love it when players are in track and field, of course. And a lot of the guys that you look at on my top players list or that have Division I offers this year are multi-sport athletes, like Zach Clayton, who you mentioned, who's a three-sport standout. He's actually committed to Oregon State for baseball, but has a preferred walk-on offer for football from Wisconsin. Vandenboom is a very good basketball player as well. Number of the kids, again, are outstanding track and field athletes. So you like to see that out of kids. You know, there's obviously more and more studies that come out all the time. The more specialization you do and the more year-round training with no breaks, that just leads to injury. And so it's good to see kids get out and do some different things.
Hey, guys, let's get to a break. Other side of the break, we'll get into running backs and receivers, and we'll do that quickly. With Travis Wilson. He's from wisports.net. This is the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Welcome back to the last segment for the year, the Pick and Save Wisconsin Football Coaches Association show presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising. I'm Mike McGivern alongside my co-host for this show, Tom Swiddle, our special in-studio guest, Terry Kelly, former defensive coordinator at Marquette High, one of my partners on My24. Again, the 18th is our first game, Arrowhead at Homestead, followed the next week, Maguanago at Oak Creek, and then Waukesha West at Muskego, Burlington at Waterford, Brookfield East, Brook Central. It's a great schedule, there's no doubt. Joining us is Travis Wilson from wisports.net. Tom?
Travis, getting into then the running backs, we've covered quarterbacks. If we could get through the running backs now, your number one guy on the list is somebody I'm familiar with, yeah. Sam Santiago Lloyd.
Yeah, and he's a kid, obviously, that could very easily be ranked at linebacker as well. I only rank kids at one position. I put him at running back, and, you know, it remains to be seen, I guess, where his college future is anyway. But I really am impressed with Sam and what he did last year on both sides of the ball. I picked him as my preseason player of the year in the state of Wisconsin a while back, several months ago, in fact, and just think he's a heck of a football player. And you look at the measurables and the 40 time, and some of that stuff might not be as perfect as colleges would like to see, but I really like him as a football player. And I think, you know, if he takes care of some of the things that he needs to this fall, he'll get some of those Division I offers that some of the other guys around him have gotten. But a few other kids that are looking pretty good, a pretty solid running back group. an eight-man player. Another eight-man player has a Division I scholarship offer this year, Obi Iwagwu from Madison Abundant Life. Really athletic kid, has an offer from North Dakota. Seth Wilson is a name to watch for from Holman. His dad played in the NFL, Stanley Wilson, for the Bengals back in the 80s. Really impressive kid, has a preferred walk-on offer from Wisconsin. Another preferred walk-on kid, Hunter Johnson from Darlington. We saw him get hurt in the state title game after doing some really good things against St. Mary Springs. He actually committed to Wisconsin as a preferred walk-on. Might be a safety or linebacker prospect at the next level, but kid scored 43 touchdowns last year, so he can run the football for sure. And then Ezekiel Banks from Greenfield is another kid to watch. Again, a really strong running back group this year.
Hey, Travis, we've only got about 5 minutes left. If we can, instead of going by position, let's just look at the offensive side of the ball. And if we can stay more in Southeast Wisconsin, for the people that listen to this show, if they're going to start heading out to high school football games in this area, give us 5-6 guys on the offensive side of the ball, whether it's, you know, linemen, receivers, whatever, people we haven't talked about yet that they need to go see play.
Big shocker. Go check out Arrowhead. They've got a number of outstanding kids. Now, they're more on the defensive side of the ball, really strong linebacker group, Noah Harvey and Colin Thiel, Nathan Schultz and Jacob Powell on the defensive line. Catholic Memorial has a couple really outstanding skill position kids returning. Max Cooper, a receiver that's committed to Central Michigan. Jalen Campbell, running back, also plays linebacker for them, has offers from a number of FCS schools. And Josh Carfanta, their main running back last year, went for 1,500 yards, so he's a kid to check out. The offensive line in general is really strong this year. You have Tyler Beach down at Port Washington, who's committed to Wisconsin. He's one of four in-state offensive linemen that have committed to the Badgers. Some of the other guys are a little bit out of the area. But Matt Henningsen's an interesting story, offensive lineman from Menominee Falls. You know, he had offers from Buffalo, Northern Illinois, a number of the FCS schools as well. But he committed to Wisconsin as a preferred walk-on. So another nice get for the Badgers as well. Kenosha Indian Trail is pretty talented this year. Armani Carmichael, their receiver, an outstanding player. Defensive lineman Davion Nixon that's headed to Northern Illinois as well. Just a really strong group in general this year. We're looking at 43 kids as of right now that have D1 offers of some kind. And I think we'll add to that as the year goes along. Really good defensive players at Franklin as well with Hawk Wimmer and Tron Kirk Spruer as well. So, yeah, you can get out and check out some games. I mean, it's a lot of those same schools, the Arrowheads, Catholic Memorials, Franklins of the world that really have some of those top-level players.
Well, he talked about the kid from Madison Abundant Life. I don't think we've talked about that school with football. I know it's eight-man, but good for him. You know, you're seeing more and more of that happening. And, you know, every once in a while when you can talk about a Madison Abundant Life when you're talking about football, that's a good thing. Travis?
It is, and we saw it last year first with two kids last year in the eight-man game that were ended up getting Division I scholarships. Gabe Lloyd, the tight end from NEW Lutheran from North Dakota State, although he ended up walking on at Wisconsin, and then Noah Mortal, an offensive lineman from Luck, going to North Dakota, and they both played in the eight-man All-Star game this summer, and you know, you watched them out there, and they looked like Division I players. Now, it was, of course, an eight-man game, a little different, but you could see the talent level, and it's just great in general for football, and especially outstanding for the eight-man game to see some of these kids getting a Division I scholarship, and hopefully that legitimizes things a little bit more for people and for some of these programs that, quite honestly, should be going to eight-man football.
Travis, you do such an outstanding job kind of getting information on players. Who's somebody in Southeast Wisconsin that maybe hasn't been on the radar very much, but as you've been doing your research and talking to people, who's it? One or two fellas whose names are going to become more prominent this fall?
Well, one kid I mentioned in the quarterback list, Matt Nelson from Union Grove. The more tape I watched on him, the more I was impressed with him. One of the fastest releases that I've seen in quite some time. And in talking to some college coaches, he's pretty high on their radar. A kid that, you know, doesn't have any offers as of right now at the D1 level, but you know, if he has a strong start to his senior year, could get that attention. Jordan Gallagher, an offensive and defensive lineman from Racine Horlick. He's got a couple, D1 offers now. He's got an offer from Buffalo, New Mexico, and Eastern Michigan. But I really think he's a Big Ten type player When you look at what he brings to the table, 6'4", 6'5", 290 pounds, very athletic, a dominating run blocker. I think he could be a kid that gets maybe some late Big Ten attention. And we haven't seen, you know, since John Clay was around, a lot of top-level players coming out of Racine. So that's good to see. And Horlick is a team to watch this year, I think. It's going to be tough going in the Southeast Conference, but they've got some really good talent there with Brian Fletcher, the head coach, and Gallagher's one of the top players down in that area.
Hey, Travis, thank you so much for your time. It's always a pleasure to have you on. Check out Travis's work with sports.net. And as we say on the show, nobody does it better than Travis Wilson. Hey, get a little bit of rest because here it comes, Travis.
It's coming, yeah. made it out to watch a couple practices this week and full on into conference previews. And 2 weeks, less than 2 weeks now, Friday Night Lights. They're going to be on Thursday Night Lights as well. A great time of the year.
Yeah, you got it. That's Travis Wilson. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Travis.
Have a good weekend.
Thanks, guys.
You bet. Tom, I'll see you next week for the Varsity Blitz Show. 2 weeks, Coach Kelly. The three of us, man. The three amigos. If you throw Weiser, we'll just kick Weiser out, man. Just be honest. But Thursday night on the 18th, we will be at Homestead as they take on Arrowhead. And I look forward to that. Terry, thanks a lot for coming in. And I appreciate the advice that you gave to Tom, and look, you've been through it. I was through it. Then I got out of it. Now I'm back coaching. But, you know, there's just it feels like something's missing, and I like the advice that you had given my partner here. And getting him involved with everything I'm doing here, hopefully that takes a little of that sting away. Tom, I'll see you next week.
You bet. And Mike, I just want to thank you for all you've done for the WFCA radio show.
You're welcome. It's a fun show. I look forward to getting back to it next year. Terry, I'll see you soon. Have a good weekend.
I echo Tom's sentiments. You've done a great job promoting high school athletics, and we should be grateful for what you've done.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Thanks for listening. This is the last show for a few months, but next Saturday at 10 o'clock, it's the Wendy's Varsity Blitz presented by our local Pick and Save stores. Thanks for listening to the last WFCA show presented by Raising the Stakes Fundraising Leadership Development on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.